This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. I'm Sean Tubbs. For over a dozen years, the Sorenson Institute for Political Leadership at the University of Virginia has been training would-be politicians on the ins and outs of Richmond. But what about the next generation? I recently dropped by Sorenson to talk about the organization's efforts to recruit young leaders. Virginia schools do not always do the best job of teaching about state politics, according to Mark Johnson of the Sorenson Institute for Political Leadership.
High school and college students don't get exposure to our state and local government. If they're lucky, their university, once they get to college, might teach something about Virginia politics, but they won't have had exposure to that in high school, and yet it's the level of government that is very accessible. It's easy for them to get involved, but it also has a great impact on their day-to-day lives.
That's in part why Sorenson offers two programs to help select groups of teenagers and college students learn the Virginia way of politics.
These programs are intended to train the next core of emerging leaders in the Commonwealth and to give them a basic grasp of how our state and local government works, how they can be involved, and to give them some skills so that they can go out after the program and get involved for issues that they're passionate about.
The College Leaders and High School Leaders program are held each summer, with 30 students in each program selected from all over the state.
We look for students who have high academic potential, who are leaders in their schools, and who have a strong commitment to improving their communities.
This will be the fourth year for the high school program and the seventh for the college. The high school program runs for 2 weeks. The college runs for a month. Over that time, prominent speakers come in and talk to the students about state government.
These are people who are day-to-day practitioners in public policy in Virginia, so that they can talk about not just sort of the textbook version of how a bill becomes a law, but their experiences working in Virginia government and politics. We also do some skill training, so they get a chance to work over the course of the month in small groups, researching and writing their own public policy proposal and putting together a legislative action plan for how they would want to see it implemented in the Commonwealth.
Stephen Jones of Richmond is a senior at Longwood University. He participated in the 2004 college youth program. Before entering, he thought state politics had little to do with his life.
Honestly, I didn't pay that much attention to state base. You know, governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, you know, I followed them and what they did. But as far as what the General Assembly was going through, yeah, I didn't really pay that much attention because I just assumed national had more of an effect than state. And so when I came to the program, I really got to see how much more of an effect state had on my day-to-day life. And if I needed something done, you know, it was so much easier to go to the state government because you could have more access into the state government and they would have a direct impact on you.
Jones says sitting around a table with people of different opinions helped broaden his view of how society and government works. He's put that into action in his career.
I went and interned at the General Assembly and still intern there now. And instead of working for some of the people I may have worked for before, I kind of picked someone who is big on cooperation and bipartisanism.
Ashley Boyd is originally from Chesapeake, a fellow alumnus of the 2004 college program. She says the experience led to a job in state government.
After Sorenson, I was very interested in state politics, and I kind of had a little bit of interest before, but I really understood how the process worked, and I wanted to get involved even more. I did another summer program, the Governor's Fellows Program, and that led me to my job now in the Governor's Office and the Secretary of Technology's Office. So I'm working directly in state government. Many things I learned in Sorenson are helping me, but even more than that, it's the relationships I built.
Boyd says talking to people with actual experience in state government gave her insight into how decisions are actually made in the day-to-day world of Virginia politics.
I'll never forget one lesson we learned about insiders and outsiders in politics. We talked about this for 2 days, and it just seemed really simple on paper. You know, we're going to talk about lobbyists and how they're outsiders. And then we had people come in and say, but wait, here's a sticky situation. What do you do here? What does this mean? Where do the lines get crossed? And we just kind of talked about all the different influences that come over lawmaking and the whole process. And now I can see that in the position I'm in and just how there's not always a clear answer, and you do have to really investigate things before you make a decision.
Work during the session is hard, but Gabrielle Kelman of Harrisonburg says going through the experience is respected by state leaders. Now a first-year student at the University of Virginia, she attended last summer's high school program.
It was most fantastic. There were days where I was speaking with Senator Bowling and asking him questions that applied to me and my future, and he was able to answer me without any doubts or hesitations, and it was really fantastic to be able to talk to so many different people around the state in politics.
And even though Kelman can't vote, she was motivated to serve in a different way after Sorenson.
I was able then to work on a campaign in my own 26th district, and even though I wasn't able to vote, I was very actively changing the face of what was in the area. So I think it's really, really important that although, you know, my vote might not count yet, I think that more than anything, my impact there has been shaped and really formed by what Sorenson had to teach me.
But even if students aren't planning on a career in Richmond, the youth programs at Sorenson can help foster citizenship. Elizabeth Fife from Charlottesville is a senior at St. Anne's Belfield, a private high school.
I don't think I would want to go into politics per se, but Sorenson has definitely given me the means of learning what's important and becoming involved in your Commonwealth, and I'm definitely going to become an involved citizen, and I know the importance of it now. My generation sort of, I think the majority of people would say, we're not listened to, our opinion doesn't matter yet, we can't vote, what's the point? But Sorenson really treats you as an equal, gets you ready to be an adult. They prepare you to be a citizen of the Commonwealth.
Mark Johnson says the program fits in with Sorenson's mission to improve the quality of Virginia government by introducing tomorrow's leaders to each other today.
One of the goals of the program and one of the things that it really accomplishes is being able to create these lasting bonds of friendship and this lasting network so that their colleagues that they go through the program with are the people that when they're leaders in the state, when Ashley is in the Senate of Virginia and Stephen is lieutenant governor, they will still have those bonds of friendship and be able to work together and have that shared experience from when they were just developing these skills.
The application deadline for this summer's courses is February 24th. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Thanks for listening.